Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Howard Ward is with us with GAMCO on Bitcoin. I'm going to suggest Howard Ward is not part of the Bitcoin community.
No, Tom. As a fiduciary, if I invested client money in Bitcoin, I would expect to be sued, and I'd be paying out a liability in dollars.
What do the Bitcoin?
It's a sign of speculative excess.
If you're speculative excess, what do the young kids of the Bitcoin clan get wrong?
This isn't a real currency. This is like a digital Furby doll. You know, we had a Furby doll craze, 20 years ago, too.
Adam was too young for that.
Right. You know, is that people like a Beanie are too Baby? Careless with their money because we've had 5 years of screaming bull markets. You get careless. In difficult times, okay. You're less careless.
But then quickly now, on Bitcoin, are we getting less careless when we see Oculus or WhatsApp or the other?
Yeah, but that's Facebook. That's not, that's Facebook with too much money. Maybe a little bit less careless.
But how is
more careless,
paying $19 billion for WhatsApp or $2 billion for Oculus, which doesn't even exist yet, any more speculative than going out and buying Bitcoin?
It's speculative, but it is not. To me, Howard, it isn't. Those are normal business transactions. What is the theoretical foundation of Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, if I recall correctly, when Matt Miller was going through his 12 days of Christmas Bitcoin, wasn't some Bitcoin stolen right out of his hands?
Yeah,
by me, actually. On TV?
Because I showed the private key. Yeah, right.
What kind of a currency is that? Give me a break.
Right.
I mean, this is not, in my opinion, and I'm no expert on Bitcoin, but in my opinion, it's worthless.
Okay, if Bitcoin is worthless, is there a need, is there a role for an alternative currency that isn't the dollar, that isn't the euro, that isn't the yen, and what we have right now?
Well, currencies, you just can't invent a currency. So I find the whole thing very odd,
But, I'm going to play devil's advocate. You're in prison. You're trading cigarettes back and forth. You have just invented a currency and,
We don't want to go back to the inefficiencies of the barter system. I would suggest the IMF has done a lot of good research on the supposed inefficiencies of euro to dollar or zloty to euro, et cetera.
Has the IMF
or Nagasaki and the rest of it.
Has the IMF tackled Bitcoin?
There are costs involved in trading currencies. And by the way, when you're doing an FX trade, what do they carry that out to? Four digits?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it's a very tight market, and there are certainly costs involved because there are safeguards that have to be put in place to protect a currency that is worth something.
Right. And again, the underlying tax authority, I think, is a key issue. So, Howard, let's turn to the equity markets as well. We're 4 or 5 years into a bull market. Use of cash is all the rage. Is Carl Icahn your frenemy right now? How does the activism fit in to your space right now?
Well, I'm sort of agnostic. If an activist is involved in a stock I'm involved in and it helps the stock go up, I'm just like, hey, that's great. I don't have a strong opinion.
Are you seeing investment improve now? Are you beginning to see the animal spirit of CapEx click in?
Yes, because, Tom, there have been a lot of CapEx decisions deferred for the last 5 years because of uncertainty and lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the economy is doing better, confidence is returning, CapEx is starting to flow, and that will take money away from what's being used to buy back stock.
Is the chasm of valuation between small cap and large cap so great now you got to be with large cap? They're just so damn cheap.
Well, it certainly is a better relative value there right now because of the tremendous outperformance of small caps over the last 10 years. Remember, the small caps did not have a lost decade. They continued to go up during that period when the S&P was flat. But now the tables have been reversed. The small caps are historically expensive. The large caps are not.
And the key here, capital expenditures. Pent up, now it's happening. Okay, that's a positive. But which areas are businesses going to spend the most on? In other words, what should we be buying as investors?
Well, I'm going to go back to my comment a minute ago about inflation. With 1% inflation, the consumer is the big winner. Consumer discretionary companies are going to benefit from the increased consumer spending power of low inflation and expanding payrolls. The consumer's in the catbird seat. So I think that's a place that I would focus on. But you're also going to have clear winners. There's pent-up demand for autos, and there's a big chain of companies that benefit from that. There's pent-up demand for durables of all kinds. There's pent-up demand for housing. So, I think that many of the industrial companies that feed into those markets
by the companies that make stuff
for both consumers and for this CapEx play. Housing, autos, durables.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.